But as scientists read the bill's fine print, they became alarmed. May Johnson proposed to centralize all power over atomic energy in the hands of a 9-member commission appointed by the president. Military officers would be allowed to sit on the commission. Scientists were subject to prison terms of up to 10 years for even minor security violations. But, as in 1943, when he initially endorsed the notion of drafting Los Alamos scientists into the army, the details and implications that troubled his colleagues didn't alarm Oppenheimer. Based on his wartime experience, he felt he could work with Groves and the War Department. Others were not so sure. Leo Szilard was outraged and vowed to work to defeat the bill.
A Chicago physicist, Herbert L. Anderson, wrote a colleague in Los Alamos to confess that his confidence in Oppenheimer, Lawrence, and Fermi had been shaken.
"I believe that these worthy men were duped, that they never had a chance to see this bill."
Indeed, Oppie had persuaded Lawrence and Fermi to endorse May Johnson before they had read the bill's particulars.
Both men soon withdrew their support. In his own Senate testimony on October 17, 1945, Oppenheimer confessed that his prepared statement had been written considerably before he actually read the bill. "The Johnson bill, I don't know much about. You could do almost anything under that bill."
He just knew that good men like Henry Stimson, James Conant, and Vannevar Bush had helped to draft the legislation. And if they liked the philosophy of this bill, well, that was good enough for him.
It was all a matter of finding 9 good men who could be trusted to execute the proposed commission's powers wisely. When questioned about the wisdom of allowing military officers to sit on the commission, Oppenheimer responded, "I think it is a matter not of what uniform a man wears, but what kind of man he is. I cannot think of an administrator in whom I would have more confidence than General Marshall."